Good morning. Coming up on 910 here on the Mighty 690. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your day. Joining us, we have Chamber Director Candy Westbrook. How are you doing, Candy?
Hi, good morning.
You've
doing
been
great.
All over the place. You're at a commission meeting last night, and you got some more stuff on your plate, so it's going to be a busy week.
But it is.
We're back
busy
into it.
A couple weeks, I think. Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah, lots going on at the chamber and in my life this month, but that's okay. It keeps me on my toes.
Absolutely. So what do we have for this week?
Well, to start off, we do have three great events going on at the chamber. So the 14th, which is what day is that?
The 14th?
Saturday.
Yes, Saturday.
Right.
I was able to look. Saturday.
Like, is it Friday or Saturday?
Yep.
Our chamber ambassadors are starting up a trivia game night. I mentioned it last week. They have 9 teams already signed up, so it's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be at Gigi's, and we might be able to add one more team. I don't know. They're getting pretty full, but if you're still interested, contact the chamber, and we can get you registered. But that should be a fun night. I'm not the most trivia savvy, so I probably wouldn't be good on anybody's team, but who knows, maybe.
it's good spectator sport for
sure. Yeah, a lot of fun. This Thursday, though, I will be headed to the Leadership Coffeeville graduation. We have 16 students who graduated from that program, and I'm excited to see all the great things they do after this class. And then, of course, the big one is the Chamber Annual Dinner next week. And I know I've talked about it a lot the last few weeks, but just one more time.
We got it. Yeah, it's coming up. It's a big deal.
It is just such an amazing night. So one of the things I just wanted to tell everybody was it's open to the community. So a lot of people think, well, I'm not a chamber member or, you know, only my boss is going or something. But really, anybody can go. Anybody's welcome because who doesn't like good food and drinks, silent auction, games, activities? So it's a lot of fun. And, of course, we are celebrating citizens, volunteers, and businesses that do really good things in Coffeyville. So it's a nice night of celebration. And for me, also, it's a chance to dress up. Now, you don't have to. So I always tell everybody, you don't have to.
It's fun.
But for those that like
to
dress up, this is our chance to get out that cocktail dress and have some fun. So, and then, of course, the final thing I just wanted to say is this is also our big fundraiser of the year. Now, a lot of people think, oh, Chamber, aren't you paid by taxes or the government? Or I'm like, so we are just paid by our membership dues, which helps us keep our doors open. But things like this help us with big projects that we want to do or things that we want to do in the community. So this year we're raising funds to put in a new electronic sign down there at the corner. The one we have is kind of fallen. The software is going bad and we need to get a new one. So those cost several thousand dollars. And so we're trying to raise money for that. So you're giving back. So anyway, it's a win-win. But this week, we have to have our final numbers in for the catering. So if you're thinking about a ticket, call me today. They're only $40 and well worth the $40 of the great night. So that's the big events. Now, I've got more that I want to share in just a minute. I do want to give a shout out. We started up a new investment level at the chamber. It's called the Diamond Investor. And we want to thank CVR, who has stepped up as our diamond investor, and thank them for investing not only in the chamber, but in the community. All right, a few things from our members and our community. So Save the Date, one of my favorite events, is called The Taste of Soup, and it's at the Coffeyville Library, February 2nd, because we've talked about this, but I love my soups. And you get to go in and just sample
all kinds
of different ones. So if you can't get out and you want to take some to go, they've got little quarts and stuff that you can order ahead of time, and they will deliver them. So that is, again, February 2nd. Call the library ahead of time if you want to order, and they even have a bake sale. So
that's gonna be good. It's a good thing to have in the winter, you know.
It is. And it gives me ideas, too. I'm like, ooh, that's a good recipe I can try. So the sale of the Wayward Son Coffee is helping raise funds for the Midland Theater. And I know that this month they've got some exciting new promotions and activities around that to help increase the donations. So make sure that you go out to their Facebook page and follow them to find out a little bit more about that. But that's kind of a good partnership that I love seeing. Hershey's is going to start opening at 7 a.m. for those early risers. And at first I was like, oh, ice cream in the morning. Why not? not?
Well, and they have their coffee and espresso, too.
And now they have coffee, yeah. So you can have coffee and ice cream, or you can just relax, have a coffee, just sit and chat.
Absolutely.
Great environment, so yum, yum. Speaking of coffee, though, Terebinth Coffee House has tumblers available for those on-the-go coffee drinkers. I'm sad because I recently had to cut back my coffee consumption.
Uh-oh.
I know. It really is killing me. But that's okay. I still go in there for lunch because they're my favorite place for lunch.
Lots of good food options there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they do. So it's nice. Wanted to give a welcome to Rachel, and I'm probably going to pronounce her name wrong, Kozalka.
You got it.
Did I get it right?
Yep, you got it.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So she's actually a former employee at the library, but she is coming back and is now the director of the Coffee Library. I think they had a...
Tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
11
to 4.
Yeah, I
was thinking it wasn't today. I thought it was tomorrow. So stop in and meet her and greet and see all the good things. I'm excited. I know... I worked with her before, and she does a lot of really wonderful things. So looking forward to seeing that. Okay, a couple things in the news, and then we'll talk about events. But there is and you guys may have already shared this in your news stories, but there's a new state food tax that they got passed last year, and it's going into effect, but they're having issues already. So check your receipts, everybody, because some companies, not all, but some companies are seeing a glitch in the system, and it's taxing items twice.
Darn it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've been seeing that. Because, you know, sometimes on your receipt, it'll see on the right, it's like a T or an F. And it's like, because they already know what is, you know, even before when we did tax all food at a full rate, they knew in the system, you know, what was in there. But, yeah, now, so it's a good idea, a good reminder.
Yes.
Because, yeah, there's bound to be some glitches in that. And then, too, you know, we're stepping it down.
Exactly.
So it's not like you're going to see it go to nothing.
Right.
It's a step down.
Slowly step down. And everything that's new always has a little bit of glitches. They got to work through all that. But at least they're working on something to help everybody.
It's not nefarious. It's just just trying to work through it.
Ooh, we're going to get our money.
Yeah.
So also in the news, Kansas roads were ranked 6th in the nation. I've always thought our roads were, you just drive down south and you'll know that we have the best roads.
Yeah, right,
so,
right, yeah.
Consumer Affairs completed their study of the nation's best and worst roads, and we were 6th in the nation, which that's pretty darn good out
that's
of all
great.
Those states.
Yeah.
We still have a lot of rural and urban roads that need some help, though, so it's not all roads. We know that there's a lot that still have poor conditions, but at least our state tries and works on it. So.
Yeah, and you know, Arkansas too has really good roads, but unlike Kansas, they don't have shoulders.
Yes.
That's the weird thing.
Yes.
I still got kind of weirded out because, you know, here at least Kansas, you have some sort of car trouble, there's at least a shoulder usually to pull over.
Yep.
Arkansas, bam, there's just, you know, it goes. There's about 4 inches on either side of the line, and I'm like, what the heck?
And I don't know how they don't have more accidents because that's the purpose of the shoulder too, is like, what if something happens? You have a little bit of leeway there.
Exactly.
Okay, events coming up this month. So we have bingo night at Cedar Bluff Camp. That's always fun. That's January 12th. Of course, I mentioned trivia night at GG's with the Chamber, and that's January 14th. Vanguard Academy's open house is coming up on the 17th. We've been talking about that, and that's pretty exciting. Of course, a Chamber dinner on the 20th. The Yoke Murder Mystery, they had that last month, and they're bringing it back. Make sure you pre-register. That is January 26th. And then the two nights after that is Retro Night at the Ville Pub and Grill. So it's 90s and early 2000, which I wish I could go because I love that era.
Yeah,
that's,
of course.
That's fun.
Yeah.
So those are the big ones. And then, of course, like I said, the Soup Luncheon coming up in February. And I know we have a few other things coming in late. Of course, around Valentine's Day, too. There's a lot of things going to be happening there. So we'll share that here in the next couple of weeks. But those are the big things coming up.
Good deal. Well, yeah. Comprehensive update here as we get started with the new year.
Always good stuff. Good stuff.
Good deal. All right. Well, Candy, always appreciate you coming in and sharing what's going on in town. Onward and upward in 2023.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Candy. And we will be back here in just a few moments with Open Line on the Mighty 690 KGGF.